broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Jack probably there. Bill.
We're on.
We're back. No, we're just coming on anyway.
Yes. Pull your microphone toward you a little bit. So
Sports Talk.
Hello, Sports Talk. We're buzzing.
Ooh, we got a buzz. We should test it, but I'm on. Sound good.
Yeah,
I sound real good.
Yep. Real good.
I am sounding super good, rocker.
Smooth.
Rocker. How am I sounding?
Real smooth.
Rocker's just chopping away on
like
it.
Like the white, Barry White.
Hey, we got a big show next Wednesday.
A big, big, big show.
Jack. Next Wednesday. Now, yesterday you sent out some of the families.
The first three.
Grab the microphone so people can hear you.
Yeah, we sent out the first three. When I get home, I'll send out the next four. We probably have another four or five that we've kind of committed to helping to. Pretty much.
Are they going to be named? Or I know we have a lot of them that don't want to be named. So
now we usually name six or seven of them.
Yep.
So,
yep.
We have the entertainment lined up, I think.
Looking good.
Elvis?
Cast.
You're sounding good.
You got to dial up. We're dialed in.
So who we got? We got leading us off is who Wednesday night?
We have the elementary choir that's going to open for us.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're always good.
They always break a tear.
They do.
Start us up.
Little kids singing their hearts out.
Tremendous.
Then we follow up with?
Then we have Mayor Kalt coming.
The mayor.
I don't know. What's he going to sing?
Announce his...
Oh, Christmas lights. Winner? He always does. Yep.
Always winning. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he'll drive around Tuesday night and get about two sheets in the wind and come up.
Yeah.
He'll be ready.
Yep. What a mayor. I love it.
Then we...
I'm going to say that might not be all true.
No, maybe not.
Then we have the Mary Help the Christians Choir coming in.
Oh, that sounds good.
They're good.
Rachel Kebby.
Oh, it's Rachel Whirling.
Rachel Whirling, I think Rachel
Holy Nights again?
Was like in elementary school when she performed at our first gala.
I remember when she sang and Mike Whirling, her dad, sit there like, is a proud of it. I mean, you just see.
It was awesome.
Incredible.
Yeah. She's returning.
And for good reason. She's really
good. We have three or four former recipients or current recipients that are going to stop by, and I told them stop by anytime, we'd make room for them.
Oh, yeah.
We have the high school by request group, which is good. I think Leah Webker is going to do a solo with that.
Yeah, she's no good.
She's pretty good.
She's the one that she's done the national anthem several times, and I always
coming in.
I always think
Father Ethan.
I always think that Leah Webker, when she starts the national anthem, she has no chance of hitting that really high note, and she nails it every time. And I'm always worried about her.
Pastor Q and Kate,
they're there every year. Yep. God love them.
And this year we have the St. John's Choir from Mariah Stein.
Oh, that's awesome. That's Pac-Man, Kanapke, and...
Oh, that'd be great.
That's awesome. He said they got 20-some members.
Oh, we don't have room for that.
Yeah, we'll get them in there.
That'd be great. I love it.
Yeah. Well, and I heard they stole some of them from the Mormon
Tabernacle Choir. That's great.
Yeah.
That's true.
Or the Mormon Tabernacle Choir tried to steal them.
Ooh.
Now, there you go.
That's probably what happened.
So
just to recap. So next Wednesday is the Christmas Gala, 7 o'clock sharp start.
Yep.
It is on Fort Recovery Radio. It's on Facebook Live. It's on Fort the Tribe.
Yes. I'm pretty sure Chuck's going to do that.
Yep.
And it's also going to be on YouTube, I'm sure. He's always done that.
And then we have you sent your list out yesterday of the first three families. You have tonight, you're going to
send out
recap the next group. And then there'll be others that, five or six other ones that are also, but are not mentioned. So this week, so I think Bill and Smitty and
Michelle Dews
are going to do the decorating.
I think Frank Hunt might end up being involved with that.
Frank the Tank Hunt. I can help.
Frank may not know it yet.
Yeah, I know.
They doing it during the week or?
Yep.
Are they?
Yep.
Jack, perfect. I forgot about showing you that.
You ain't going to be around.
Yeah, I'm not leaving until Saturday.
Yeah, but
you're doing it this week or next week?
And that.
They're doing it, I don't know.
Tuesday I'll be back.
Yeah, so.
So you might, if you.
Absolutely.
If you want to read that, you can. If you want to just absorb it, you can.
Yep. We have a lot of, we got a lot of people that listen to us. I got an idea about it. Yeah, Bobby.
Yeah.
Every time we say the word awesome, you got a drink.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Or Jack says fantastic.
Or fantastic.
Jack's fantastic is.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You do realize Bill be passed out at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, he ain't worth anything anyway. I mean, really, he is horrible. He is our weakest leg.
We gotta at least get one Mick and Mickey Maca out of him.
Oh, God. Okay, that's fine. We'll get a Mickey Maca.
One Mickey.
How about Karen Myring? Is she...
I haven't gotten a commitment from Karen, and I completely understand.
Sure, absolutely.
Yep. And I said, even if she just wants to come up and talk to us, we'd love to have her.
That's a mug for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I think she's been to at least 8 of the first 9, I'll bet.
I know, absolutely.
So we'd love to have her.
Including one where she claimed she would never come back again when we set her up with Bill, Bill in the duet.
Well, Jack, you've done, once again, a great job of getting it organized. It'll be a great Wednesday night, as always. Make sure you tune in. Please stop up, because I think Santa Claus is going to be there again. That's what I hear.
Santa will be there. Neil, I think you have lots of goodies for the boys and girls.
For the kids, the drive-through stuff. Tremendous. So do you have Santa coming in before 7?
Santa's coming in at 6:30.
Okay, because in the past, I've never seen the beginning of the gala because I'm out talking to Santa Claus, showing him how we're doing stuff, and I get in there about 7:45.
Yeah. So
it's almost all over.
Yeah, it's great. Great. Santa will be there.
Yes.
Santa. Now, do you know, is Rudolph coming, or how's he bringing him in?
He'll probably
Rudolph
come
in. Is on loan.
Okay. So he might be driving a car in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever it takes, just get here, Santa. We need you.
We gotta have you.
Santa baby.
It'll be a tan Chevy pickup truck.
Yeah. All right. Sounds great. Jack, let's do it. I'm ready for Wednesday night. Let's take a break. Come back. We're going to talk Fort Recovery Indian basketball.
Sports.
Right after this, Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wayne IGA in downtown Fort Recovery. Wayne IGA offers a full-service meat counter with fresh-cut steaks, a full-service deli, and a grab-and-go selection of store-made salads, subs, and ready-to-eat meals. You'll also find fresh fruits and vegetables, plus a variety of party trays, including veggie and meat and cheese trays. Stop by for quality meats, fresh produce, and convenient meals made for busy days. Find more at wayneiga.com or call 419-375-2865. Thanks to Wayne IGA for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Saisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on the Hometown Huddle, WFRC, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will begin their MAC schedule as they host St. Henry, and it will be Student Appreciation Night. Saturday, it will be Jay County Day, with the girls traveling over to Portland. The JV game will only be two quarters, and it will start at noon, and we'll bring you the varsity game live. Then the boys will host the Patriots with the JV game starting at 6, and it will be Little Indians Cheer Night and K-6 basketball. The basketball season is in full swing, so get out to every game you can. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indians.
Now we're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Indians get all on the road on Saturday night, a long drive up.
Yep.
What time did you leave?
I left at 2 o'clock and went to Salina waiting for them to cancel. I didn't know that Bobby said, we're going to play this game.
Yeah.
And so then it was supposed to start at 5, started at 5:30.
Yeah.
Because they had a little bus problem. Buses required to stop at a railroad track. So they pulled up to this railroad track with about a 30-degree incline. And they stopped when they started back up. Tires spun. They went to the right and went kind of a little down a little slope, and there they were. So
Hobby called me. He said, "You got Leverett's number?" I said, "Yeah." This was like right when I was getting ready to leave.
Yeah.
He said, "My janitor just called and he said everything's canceled. Said their only game getting played is the Elida Tip-Off Classic." I said, well, I said, I know that we're on the road because Amy, puck cutter. So he calls me up, and I call him back, and he goes, Bobby said, turn the heat on, we're coming. So, and it was a great start for the Indians. Indians take care of business. The JV team gets us started off on the right foot.
Good win for
very them. Athletic JV team.
Well, we had a lot of fun there, I think.
Yes.
That looks good.
There's some really, really athletic kids, and I think there's some skill there. And I had technical problems that, of course, Chuck fixed for me, so I didn't get to watch the JV game, but I got to see at least a decent amount of it. It was an interesting drive up there, but we came away with a
got a W.
Indians went at 53-25. Scoring looked like this for the looks like.
Is that your JV?
Yeah. Yep. Carter Fortcamp with 12. Boy, I wish I could make this thing bigger, but for some reason my freaking phone. Mm. Why is that?
You broke it.
Not cooperating.
So we're done. This thing is gone. It's unbelievable. Now we can't get
and,
nothing.
And I did see
roll out.
Evers, can't think of his first name. Brady. He played a nice game. I think Fortcamp had 13. I think Evers had 11. Several guys played really well.
We got her. Yeah.
Beautiful.
All right. We got Evers had 10.
10. I was thinking it was 11, but.
Tank Thompson had 17.
Tank did?
Oh. Yeah.
Nice. Awesome.
Good shooter.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
He is a good shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Braylon Rammel with a point. Bentley Dilworth with a point. Jordan Dews with 12. Jet Toby with a bucket. And Isaac Niekamp with a 5 points, a 3 and a 2. Indians 58-23 in their opener. Good job, boys.
Yep.
Nice start.
And then the freshman team played Jay County on Monday night. They beat Jay County 41-36.
Nice.
So that was another good win for the guys.
Good win, yeah.
It's kind of interesting watching these kids because, first of all, Bentley Dover's going to be a really good player.
Yep, absolutely.
He is going to be a really good player. He was, nervous.
Yeah.
The Deuce kid's a freak.
He's good. He's going to be fun.
I don't know how good he is. I mean, as far as basketball skill-wise.
We can see some dunks in JV.
Yeah, but beside that, he runs the floor. He's long.
Yeah.
Skilled-wise, basketball, sticking the ball in the hole. He's got
pretty good hands.
Around the basket, he's pretty damn good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And so, see, I saw him in the seventh grade, and all he was tall.
Yeah.
And he was getting a lot of rebounds, but he didn't. He was okay, but he wasn't really good. And what I was able to see of him in the JV game, which wasn't a whole bunch, but I was very surprised. And he had some foul shots. He just went up and threw them right in.
Yeah.
He did a really good job.
You take that Fort Camp kid and the Evers kid. Mm-hmm. Who are juniors on, and they have matured unbelievable.
Yeah.
Actually, the Evers might be a sophomore. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
They both had a lot of JV experience last year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so good.
Played a lot.
Yep.
Now they'll have their hands full with Jay County.
Oh yeah.
Jay County is good.
They're solid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll be a big one.
Now they've only had one or two games.
Two games they won. They beat Richmond Monday night, and their varsity team got beat their first game.
Is that right?
They played Fort Wayne South or one of those, but the Overton kid didn't play.
Ooh.
And he's the one that transferred in from Winchester and moved it. So,
yeah.
Dustin's boy. He's really good. So,
is that right?
Yeah.
Tony's got to get on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
no kidding.
You got to get him going before recovery.
Yeah, move in. Well, I was going to say move in with them, but they live in Indiana, too.
In Indiana.
They can move in with me.
Yeah. Move in with me.
I was trying to get a couple of their kids that I see every once in a while. They're trying to get the Benson Barnett and Jaden Comer to move in with me and play over here. But
yep, didn't work. They didn't go.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then the boys varsity team wins 66-52. Got off to a quick start. Was up by about, 20 at half?
20 at half. 36-16, yeah.
Yeah.
But then Dolphus Jefferson came out and scored the first 12 points in the third quarter.
Yeah, they did. Indians led by Breaker Judy with 25. Breaker starts the game. All starts the season off. Okay. Now, name the last time we started the season off with a technical.
With a technical?
Yep.
Ryan Stalker?
Yeah. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, shot. We went around the basket,
We went around them instead of going all the way around or something.
We ran all the way around the court, teed us up. So we started that game off with a tee and missed the center wall.
I remember Vonnie came over and goes, you're not going to like this, but they're going to call that a goal because you went around our team.
And then Breaker dunked right in front of Gary Horseman. Horseman comes to the scorer's table. He looked right at me, dunked it, and he goes, I shouldn't have done that, should I? And Horseman said, what am I going to do? But Breaker Judy had a hell of a game.
What, did he get a dunk for hanging?
No, for dunking during warm-ups.
Oh, warm-ups.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Breaker had 4 threes, 5 2 points, 3 foul shots for 25.
Indians had 10 3-pointers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
That's big. That is big.
Hudson Overman with 2 threes, 2 twos, a free throw for 11.
He's another one.
Brody Bargy had 4 2-pointers, 2 foul shots, and a dunk. Breaker had 2 dunks. He had 3 dunks first.
Well, Brody had 2 dunks.
No. He had 1. Breaker had 2.
Well, Breaker's second one, he didn't dunk it. He just went up above the rim and dropped it in. But Brody had 2.
No.
Well, I'm pretty sure he did.
You're going to lose that bet.
Pretty sure I won't.
Anybody listening, how many dunks?
Not even.
We know Breaker had 1.5.
Yeah. But his second one could have easily been a dunk. He decided to just drop it in.
1. Neil says he had 2.
Yeah, he had 2.
Hmm. When was the second one? The first one was a 2-hand dunk. We went straight up and slammed it. It was a great dunk.
Yep.
That's what might have been a layup. Donnie?
I don't know. We're going to find out. Somebody's got to text us in.
Yeah.
They'll get it figured out.
Somebody's listening out there to text us. Might be wrong, but I might not have been.
Scorebook. You're a scorekeeper.
I'm the scorekeeper, yeah. Neil.
Yeah, but you don't write dunks in the book.
No, I don't. And most of the time I'm sound asleep over there. Ooh. Or I can't see nothing. Can't That's a problem. Can't do nothing.
I can't see nothing. Either.
But we got a big one Saturday night. It is going to be a fun Saturday.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, and we're going to go to the girls get it kicked off at Jay County at noon, right?
Yes, two-quarter JV game.
Two-quarter JV game. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to come back here. We were trying to get that baby to start early, but...
Yeah,
but evidently Jay County's basketball, they don't want to start.
They don't like that.
So, and I think Buckeyes start like at 8:30. What time is the Big Ten?
8 o'clock. Yeah, 8
o'clock. Yeah, so it'd probably be 8:34. Yeah. Jay County comes in. They're 1-1. We're 1-0. I think they play Friday night against. Not sure. I listened to Robbie.
They're good.
They're really good. They're tall.
Yeah, they're big.
They got the fourth over kid. They got. They're good.
Jaden Comer's 6'6 now. I think they said.
Oh, we got a ding.
Keep that bet in mind when it gets uploaded to the archive channels. Perry Hall. Yeah. I love Perry. That guy is unbelievable.
Yes, he is.
I got Perry put all it. Cody's in him.
Yeah.
And I was up all night.
Yeah. Watching.
I got on YouTube. I was like, oh, no.
Here I am. I'm
going to be up here all 4 in the morning. Yeah.
Thanks, Perry.
Yep. There
you
go, man.
You were late for work then, weren't you?
Yeah, I didn't make work.
Took another didn't day her in.
Yep, so... yeah.
Brody and Breaker each had one, and beside Breaker's lay-in above the rim.
Okay.
They both had one.
And Breaker had one in warm-ups.
And Brody had one before the officials were out there.
They got to figure that out. Before the officials get out there, you want to put a show on.
I'll tell you what, I like our team.
Oh, yeah. And the thing I like is they were aggressive. Last year, they all seemed a little timid, at least most of the season. And then they came out aggressive on offense and defense.
10 threes is impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Colson had two, really and Hudson Overman had two. Breaker had four.
And Colson had three, didn't he?
He might have.
Did he?
We had
nine.
I think there are four guys with threes. And, you know, that's good. And
Grant Forkham?
Yeah, he couldn't stare in a hole, but he played a lot.
Yep.
Dilworth, he's out yet this week.
Still out?
Still one more.
That's what his dad thought. So he'd be better for Marion. So we got Marion next week already?
Yep.
Marion or Parkway?
It's Marion, I believe. Let me see here.
Maybe Marion, then Parkway, maybe.
Yeah, we have the girls play Parkway, I think, but let me see here. Okay. Boys, Marion local next Friday, and Parkway the following Friday, the 19th.
Yep.
So, and
that's our next. We're going to start during the.
Well, okay. So there's the boys have Jay County Saturday and Fort Laramie on Tuesday.
Yeah,
Laramie.
That's home, right?
Yep. Yes, at the same time that first the final. Girls play at Crestview. So the girls play on Tuesday at Crestview. The boys play at home on Tuesday against Fort Laramie. So what we're going to do, we'll be up there broadcasting the girls game on WFRC. But since we can't simulcast Rob's on WFRC, but we can on Fort Recovery Radio because we're allowed to play commercials on our internet. So we're going to simulcast Rob on FortRecoveryRadio.com for the boys game.
So we get them both in.
And then, so we always have to have both of them. And Chuck could figure it out. He has a way to do that. But this way it's easy.
Yep.
And so...
You'll have Tony with you Saturday night. Tony Stahl.
Oh, you are talking to him?
Yeah.
So,
Ryan's out of town. He's not going to be around.
This is actually the girls and boys schedule together for December.
Double
if you want to kind of chuck that.
Girls
check
that need out. To play Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because they need that win.
Yep. Yep.
And they got Henry tomorrow.
They got a hard schedule coming up. Yeah. They got San Henry home. Student appreciation tomorrow night.
Yep.
They got Jay County. Jay County's really good.
They're good.
And then they got Crestview Tuesday, which you know Crestview's
gonna be good.
Always good.
Yep.
And then they got to go to Marion Local next Thursday.
Good.
Yep.
And then they got Anzonia Monday the 15th, Parkway the 18th, Little Indians program.
Nice.
Hey, also Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Little cheerleaders.
A little cheerleaders?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
JoJo's in.
JoJo in? Beautiful.
And she's going to do about 10 cartwheels.
Nice.
Lead them out.
Is that going to be when she's supposed to do them, or is she just going to...
Just going to go.
National anthem.
Cartwheels. Ta-da, Grandma! Mm-hmm. They have, and I think she told me, like 111.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It'll be packed.
I think they had 130-something for football.
Now, this is crazy. This is the Jay County game.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It'll be packed.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be packed.
Yep. Yeah. Which is a great idea.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I'd have them out there every game.
Yeah. I would, too.
They bring a million grandma and grandmas every game.
Yep.
You got to bring them.
Terry and I will be a packed house.
Oh, my God. It'll be packed. I hate to miss it, man.
Yep.
Hey, you're out.
I'm out.
Christmas in Nashville.
Yep.
Or Gatlinburg. Them are the best peanuts I ever ate.
I don't know which ones you're having.
Sugary ones or the...
Oh, yeah, that's the Cracker Jack ones, I think.
Cracker Jack box.
Yep.
Them are unbelievable.
Got good ones.
Yep, the butter toffee.
And we had the cheese ball. Rocker just destroyed that thing.
He did. He was... Yes.
Rocker had two crackers. You had 58.
Oh,
please. Yeah, two big ones.
And load them up.
And Bubba just had 58.
And our guys from Hand Up Village, they had one each. But that's because they just came from Polanco.
Oh, Polanco. Polanco.
They supper there and then came down here.
Polanco's off to a good start.
I think Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, better.
Did he get Buckshot's old house bought?
Oh, I don't know. Is he trying to buy that?
I don't know. I seen Greeby out there today, and there was another truck in the parking lot.
Really?
Like maybe they were getting her finished.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
That would be good.
Yep.
How about Alt House? Anybody buy the Alt House yet?
I don't know what house that is.
Trish Alt.
Right yeah.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, beside where Pork used to live.
Well, yeah. I don't think it's Alt. But
she was a swarman.
Dang it.
She was a swarman, right?
Trish.
Yeah, she married that farmer from down in Dark County.
It's amazing how when you get old, you can't remember nothing.
Yep, I only saw him once, I didn't know who he was. Yeah,
that's like last night. I take two Benadryl, get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
So I go to lay down like at 8:15. I'm dragging.
Yep, tired.
I go right to sleep. I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, this is the best sleep ever. 11:11. I slept 2 hours and 50 minutes.
And then you can't get back to sleep.
No, then I set my phone out. Next thing you know, it's 4 in the morning and I'm making eggs. And I'm like, what?
Oh, that's terrible.
This is unbelievable.
It's terrible when you get up. It's like, oh, no.
Oh, man, I slept good.
Yeah, I've had that several times and I've been asleep for 45 minutes.
Yeah. Bill called. Well, you were out there, Neil. Bill called last Wednesday. Wanted to go out, have Keno and have a beer.
Yeah. Oh,
so perfect. So I got home at 7. I told my wife, I said, I'm gonna watch this in TV. I laid down in bed, woke up at 7 o'clock next day. 12 hours.
Oh, that's a good
one. I was like, what just happened?
That is a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
That'll happen sometimes to me. I'll wake up at 5 in the morning, can't get back to sleep. And I might do that. I might get 5 or 6 hours, 2 or 3 nights in a row, and then I'll get 12 or 13 or 14.
Yeah, big one.
That's awesome.
That
is awesome.
Yeah.
I was so going back to the boys' team, and looking at how young we are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna sneeze here real quick. I got all kinds of stuff coming out of me today.
Crap going everywhere. I'm gonna grab another beer.
Yep. Woo.
Hello.
Oh,
that
man.
Was a good one.
That was excellent.
Flip your glasses back over your head.
Yeah. So you got these young kids, right? You got Breaker Judy.
Yep.
And Brody Margie, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And then you have these other young kids, Hudson Overman. and Dilworth and Grant Fortkamp.
Yep.
And
several others that you can't think of. And, and every time they come out and on the floor, you think these are
and good. And I'm thinking that if we learn to shoot the basketball, and we are athletic. Oh, Brody Bargy,
we're athletic,
is a freak.
Yes.
Yeah, we're athletic.
He is. I mean, he'd get a rebound.
Judy.
Judy. If Judy shoots a ball like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Jesus, I couldn't believe
those
it.
Those guys are both 6'6 now, or at least listed at 6'6. And,
well, it's not like they just jump out of the gym.
Oh, out of the gym.
You know, so. And then the Overman kid's a space eater.
Yeah.
And he's got suction cups.
He's got great hands.
Yes.
He's got great hands, and he's got a great awareness of where to pass the ball.
Yeah.
He's a good passer.
Yeah. We are going to have a fun team this year.
Yeah. You know, then you throw the Ben kid in, who's about as long as you can possibly get.
Yeah. Yeah, Douglas does a good job.
So,
yeah.
And I said it last year, especially JV, and he did it again that game. You'll be playing along, and all of a sudden somebody throws it to him under the basket. He's there all by himself. He did that probably 15 times last year.
He just
you know, and I don't know how that can happen, but he was just always just standing there by himself.
He made a shot Saturday night over his head backwards. That was a tremendous athletic play.
I might have missed that one.
Yeah, that's probably when you thought he dunked it. Brody dunked it. Yeah. You were up in the... You can't even see from far.
I was standing up. If I was sitting down, you can't see half the court.
Can't see.
Yeah. Yeah. That gym. It was good to talk to Hobbs. You had him on too, right?
Yeah, on the pregame show. Talked to him about the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Hobbs. He was
good.
Yeah.
He didn't have a loss for words.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
I just enjoy that man so much.
Yeah.
And he's one of the reasons why this Fort Recovery Radio was successful, because he decided he was going to announce the first year in football and basketball, and he was so good that it gave us legitimacy right off the bat.
Yeah, and the thing that I like about Hobbs is not we're close to him anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when you are dealt a tough one, and basically let go.
Yeah, a couple times.
And he never badmouths Fort Recovery.
Uh-uh.
I've never heard him badmouth Fort Recovery.
And I don't know if you wouldn't have heard, unless you went in the archives, you wouldn't have heard. Every Wednesday, he wears purple.
Really?
Yep, and they let him do that at Delphus Jefferson. Yeah. He wears purple every Wednesday.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's other people who have different feelings for him, but for me and for what he has never ever said anything negative about Fort Recovery.
Or anybody else.
Yeah,
not where anybody can hear him anyway.
Positive.
He's positive.
He is positive guy.
He is a guy that belongs in a school.
He's told me, and we're talking baseball, so I'm driving home. We're talking to each other, keep each other,
Yeah.
He's talking about the year we won the baseball, went to state.
Yeah.
He's talking about Jackson pitches. This is a regional final now against...
Yeah. Cincinnati.
Yeah, Country Day.
Country Day.
And he said... Jerry said, "You got anything for me today?" And Jackson said, "I'll let you know here in a second." So he went out and threw. He goes, "I got you two innings."
Yeah.
So he brings him in. Ground ball hit, and somebody goes over to field, and the ball goes into right field for a base hit.
Mm-hmm.
Hobbs said, and I think it was Derek Bags.
Yeah.
And Hobbs said, "To come in the dugout," he goes, "I completely lost it." He's I'm screaming at this kid.
10 more pitches Hobbs he had to throw. That's probably why.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So Derek Back said, "I'll make it up. I'll make it up to you, coach." And he said, was it the seventh thing where they brought that kid in that threw about 90 mile an hour.
Yeah, 90 mile an hour.
And Derek Backs ripped one in there for the biggest score.
Yeah.
Comes in, "I told you, coach, I had you." He said, I love Derek Backs.
That was the game. After we won, Hobbs was in, jumped up in my arms. Got him caught in the air. I was like, "This is awesome." That was a good time.
Yeah, that was fun stuff. And he's always been a... He bleeds purple.
He bleeds purple.
Yes, it does.
Yes, he does.
He says he does, and I have every reason to believe him.
Yeah.
So where did you watch the Buckeyes game?
I watched the Buckeyes game at Bill's Garage.
Billy's, yep.
You know, they're freaks. They're really good. I just don't see how they're going to lose.
I don't either.
Here's what I'm telling you right now. If you're listening out there, I know there's a few listeners. I'm getting some text in. Go get your money out of your 401k. You got 2 days.
Yep.
All right, and bet everything you can on Ohio State -5.
Indiana? Yeah, I agree.
Everything you got.
Yeah.
And, no, you don't understand it. You're retired now.
Yeah.
Have you got enough?
I could use a doubled up.
Yeah, double it up. You want to double it up? I mean, your wife's got plenty of money even if you lose all yours.
Yeah.
Might not be enough time to go get a second mortgage on your house, but if there is, get her done.
How much you got? Can you loan us some?
I can loan you up to $15.85.
Not bad.
Let's go with $30.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'd never said, it's like giving you free money.
Yep.
Here, Bob. Here's whatever you want to do with it. Because there is no way Indiana's going to come within 5 points of Ohio State.
I don't see how.
You want to send me a text and cover all bets, I'm covering them.
I'd cover them.
Let's see if I got some Indiana fans out there.
Yeah.
Well.
Dude, I got a text. Perry Hall.
Perry, he's a Buckeye.
Yeah, he's not going to bet against the Buckeyes.
Well.
Maybe.
Maybe.
He has some Indiana connections.
Yeah. No. I'm in on Buckeyes.
I like the Buckeyes.
You're not going to be around.
I'm going to watch it with my brother. I told him one thing. I said, I got one. He's supposed to be looking for a hotel. I said, I got one stipulation. I have to be watching the game at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. You'll get there. What time you leave?
5.
How long does it take you to get? You leave at 5 in the morning?
Yeah, my wife wants to go shopping.
Oh, Jesus.
That's stupid. On the way down or once you get there?
Huh?
Is she shopping on the way down? Oh, jeez.
Stupid.
Oh, God.
Shopping sucks.
Shopping's tough.
You giving me anything yet?
Get you the same thing I got you last year.
Ooh.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
It's big.
It is. Well, no, it's not. It's nothing.
What are you looking for?
My phone.
Can't find your phone? Did you bring it? How about right over there by your glasses?
Yep, that's it. Yep.
He couldn't see him because he didn't have his glasses on.
There you go.
Right by your glasses. So the girl's got to get a W.
Yeah.
I'm worried about him.
Yeah.
Yep.
You gotta get something.
That has to happen.
We had to play Tuesday.
We needed that one bad.
Yep. We can beat Newton.
Yes. Yes, we watched them. They're young. We can beat them.
It'd be a good one, but we can beat them.
Yeah.
We'll get there. We're just struggling.
Yeah.
Sticking the ball in the hole.
Sticking in the hole right now.
No.
I thought we got some pretty good shots off the two games I saw. They weren't going in. But we got decent shots. Most of the time, we threw up some kind of crazy stuff here and there. But I thought we
somehow shot well. Somehow we got to get the Hills Camp girl early, making some bat. We got to get her. We got to run some specials for her to get her on track.
Get her wide open.
I think that's because Cameron's going to get her 10, 12 junk. You know, she's going to work her butt off and get.
Home and girls got to come up with.
Home and girls got to. Yep.
Those three need to have 10 apiece.
Yeah.
Play nasty defense.
Yeah, she Holman got some nice shots off and they wouldn't go
she
in.
She couldn't make it. No, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll be okay, but that didn't help us those games.
Yeah.
But, you know, she'll be fine because she's just that kind of girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be all right, but we got to get a win. And now I look at that schedule, I'm like, oh, man, it's going to be
brutal.
Tough.
Brutal early.
Had to get that Newton game in.
So what was your highlight of the Buckeyes-Michigan game?
What was my highlight?
Yeah. My highlight was Brutus X and out the M.
Oh, yeah.
The script Ohio. But that isn't really what I meant.
That,
that might have been the greatest thing ever.
I can't imagine me thinking, you know what, I think I can make Ohio on here.
And how many times, he did that script Ohio perfect.
Yep.
He had to practice that.
Yep.
But what do you practice it for?
Yeah.
I mean, where are you going to do that?
Well,
you can do it in the sand somewhere.
Yeah. Send that Michigan guy out. He's got to lay down on his belly and it's snowing. Clean it all off.
Yeah, that's good. That was Buckeyes are good. They're just they got so many weapons and their defense is freaks and
quarterback's
finale. He's pretty good. So they're talking today, you know, if let's say we play Indiana And we put it to him and saying throws for 300 yards and three touchdowns.
Oh.
So now he's probably a front runner between him and Notre Dame's running back for the Heisman.
Yeah.
All right. You agree with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If you were going to say the best player on Ohio State's football team, who would it be?
Smith.
Hey, who would be the second best player on Ohio State's football team?
Defender.
No, Downs.
Downs. Yeah. Then Reese, probably. Yeah.
He's probably the third or fourth best player on their team.
Yeah, that's how good they are.
And you think about that.
Yep.
Downs is going to be, Downs will be a top five pick in the draft.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that kid is unbelievable.
And Reese is probably going to be a top five, too.
And then you got Smith, who is a freak, and, oh, he's you know. A freak. And Sang could win the Heisman being the third best player on that team.
Yep.
And that's kind of crazy.
That is unbelievable. I think I seen that. Somebody said that the other day. They said he ain't even the best player on their team.
Yeah.
But he might win the Heisman.
Yeah. If he has a big game and Ohio State's defense shuts down Mendoza, which
could happen.
But he could, if they beat Ohio State and he wins the Heisman.
He's number one.
Oh, yeah. He definitely should.
If one of those quarterbacks have an unbelievable game and they're
high.
They're, yeah.
They got a chance.
I mean, the running back from Notre Dame, was it Jeremiah Love? Yeah. I think he's the but he's done. You know, they don't have any.
He's done.
Yeah, so. It's spotlight.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But you're sitting on a primetime game, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody's going to see it. It's going to be a big deal. But he has 80%, 79 point something completion rate. He didn't get 80% against Michigan, so they held him to 75% completion or something.
Yeah.
So he's 78.8 or something like that completion rate.
Started out bad.
Yes, it did.
And it was like, uh-oh. Man, we're surely not going to choke here. And then it was like, after you watched it about the next 5 minutes, and you saw it, they ain't ever going to score.
Yep.
And it's unbelievable how good we look.
Yep. I agree with you.
Yep.
And they didn't score the first two possessions when they drove down and they picked us off, and it was 6-9. I was thinking,
ooh. All I got was 3-3.
Yep.
But, all right.
Yep.
We're all right here.
Hey, we got to give a shout out. You know, we are, you know, they're our rivals, but the Santa Redskins are playing for a state title, and I'm going to root for them Saturday.
I am too.
You know, against Hillsdale, I think the Redskins are going to roll.
Yeah.
But you know what? They've when we played them, we've talked about that they are men.
Yeah, their line you know was very, very good.
Yeah.
Well, definitely the best line this year in our league.
Yeah.
And, I have to root for them. I know Josh somewhat from he played softball down here and his wife is one of the pharmacists at Calp. She runs the Union City store and you have to root for them. They're just good people.
Trent Beckman's boys, you know. There's so many connections and Schwartzies and you know what? Give them hell, St. Henry. I say kick their ass.
I agree. I think so, too.
I'm okay with them. I don't think they'll win 70-0 like Maryland
did
last year.
I think they will.
Think so?
I think it's going to be 52-7.
Could be big, yeah.
5-2-7. 52-7.
You think they're going to get 7 points?
I don't know. But I did predict they'd kill Columbus Grove and then Damer got beat.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Sometimes I ain't very smart.
That was a good one.
Still got the W.
Yep, that's
so
right.
That part's good.
Survive in advance, right?
Yep.
Bobby, big Cleveland Brown fan. What do you think he should do?
He sucks.
Bad.
He won.
He lost last.
Lost the San Francisco game. That's such a bad game.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. There's so much stuff going on in the NFL. Mike Tomlin's going to get fired at Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a good chance that happens.
He's got a shot. Some one of them guys said Saturday, or I think it was maybe on Monday, he could get fired and the next day get hired.
Yeah. Oh, he will be.
He will be a hot.
If he wants to be, if he don't go on TV, you know, because all them guys make.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but the pressure's off. You know, you have to prepare for possibilities, but not in life and death.
Fire Tomlin. They got her going. I think that's bad.
Yep. The good analysts get probably $4-5 million a year or something like that. And that's not bad for talking about the game and not having to.
Yeah.
To
I agree. That's a tough gig.
It'll be interesting. You know, and this year, all of a sudden, everybody's in. If you just get to 500, you're in it.
Yeah.
But like Pittsburgh, they're 6-6. They still could come back and win the next five.
And now, you know, jumping fences a little bit here, the Cincinnati Reds, there's rumors that there is mutual interest in the kid from Philadelphia.
Schwartz? Or what is his name?
Schwarble?
Schwarber.
Schwarber?
I think it's Schwarber.
Yeah. I mean, Kyle Schwarber is...
Well, I mean, you talk about right
he's
now.
He's a hometown boy.
Right now, if you were going to say, what's the one thing we need? We need somebody to pop 40 home runs.
Yep. And then today, the Reds signed Emilio Pagan, the closer, to a 2-year, $20 million contract.
He was fabulous at the end of the year.
I think you got to shore up that bullpen. I think that... Yeah. But you know what? If you would get Schwarber, oof.
Oh, my God, that'd be bad.
That'd
be big.
It gives me goosebumps.
You're excited, Bobby.
I'm very excited about that. Because the more you read, like all your red stuff, like their hot stove stuff and all their...
Having that Cincinnati tie, too, that's kind of
pretty. Yeah.
That gives us a shot.
Yeah, but it's going to cost us a lot of cash. But we're going to have to trade a starter. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to trade one of your Lodolo or Hunter. Yeah, because you can't probably afford. I don't know.
Do you want to get rid of Hunter Green?
If you can get Schwarber, you got to do
it. But you got those kids like that young kid. Who's the one that threw 100 all the time?
Indiana going to lose to Minnesota tonight.
Basketball?
Yep, 71-64 with 20 seconds ago. IU's going down.
I'd say they're not going to come back from that one very well.
Agree, not coming back from that one.
Buckeyes play Saturday.
Buckeyes play?
Northwestern Saturday, is that right?
Northwestern, 2 o'clock on Saturday.
8 o'clock.
They'll probably get beat. Browns got the Titans.
Titans, that's a big one for them. They better win that one.
You thinking they got to get that one?
I don't want to, you know, a lot of times you're like, I want to lose so we get a better draft pick. We need to actually win a couple games.
And it sounds like Giannis says, I might want out of Milwaukee.
Is that right?
For the NBA. So it's a lot of stuff. Tonight's a hot sports stuff.
Hot sports.
Next Wednesday is a hot gala night.
Gala night.
Yep. That's going to be big again.
It is big.
That'll be big.
You know, able to help a lot of people.
It's amazing how good Jack is at that.
Yes.
He
writes those things.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
I think his writing alone brings
us
$50,000.
Yes.
A lot of people.
I'm serious.
Yes.
Because the way he words stuff and
his phrasing is perfect.
He'll pull your heartstrings
gets the heartstring pulls going. I agree.
And then he's got all them women that follow him on Facebook, so they all love him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, God dang, he is good at that.
Yeah.
He's really good at it.
Yeah.
And the rest of us are good at doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, we can't do nothing. smile and say, good job, Jack.
As Christy Diller said that first year, I didn't see it till the next day on Facebook. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen, and I can't stop watching.
Yeah.
And that's a great description of it. Some of it, well, now Jack's gotten a lot of really good musician talent and that kind of thing.
Yeah, he got some entertainment.
But the rest of it, what the rest of us do is just dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's
all and people love it.
Yeah.
The older we get, like I was first couple years, you know, I'm like, this is awesome, you know. But as you get older and you see how many people you're helping and you see how many people are involved, it gets emotional.
It does.
You know, and I ain't worth a crap at holding that in anymore.
I can't either. Some of the people are,
So he sends us, and I shouldn't say this, but so, you know, we got a group of text, and he sends us this Carolyn Stroh, whose husband died.
J.R.
Stroh.
Yeah.
And she sent Jack all these...
bands for your wristbands
for JR, you know, and she sent them all to Jack and wants us to wear them Wednesday night, in memory of her husband.
Because I just want to feel like he's there with you guys.
And Jack's
wobbling.
So you know we're going to ball one.
Oh,
I mean, he texts us this and sends us a picture. And I'm saying, Jack, don't do this to us now, you dumbass. We got a week to go.
Unbelievable. He said, I'm getting killed right now.
Yeah.
He had two or three people call him yesterday. It was like, brutal. It's just brutal. It's so sad.
Yeah, I couldn't. I've said it several times. If I was
with you guys out giving the checks to people, I'd still be on the front steps of the first house I went to from the first year.
Yeah.
Sitting there crying.
Yeah, it is. It's it you is. Know what? And he was like, you know, we went over $1 million last year. And
yeah.
And like Neil just... You got checks in already for this year.
Yeah, yeah. We're at $1,000 worth of checks already, and yeah. It's not we have, plus the cash we got, which is probably yeah. 200 or 300, and there's more coming from that's the yeah. Calp Pharmacy Equipment Building, not the pharmacy, but yeah. The equipment building.
Yeah.
They're probably doing something separate up at the pharmacy, but
awesome.
It's from the equipment building with more coming.
Yeah.
So
it is just unbelievable thing is.
Well, yeah. and the whole thing is people know that you guys are going to do great things with that money.
What's you know, it's not really. I mean, we don't do like you'd say. We don't do nothing. I mean, all yeah. we talk for 3 hours.
Yeah,
but
freaking Jack, he
that's raising the money.
Yeah, I know.
You guys figure out.
Yeah,
you know, you and guys have ways to find out how.
I feel like people now know that they can call Bob, they can call me, they can call, and leave yeah. us. Hey, my friend.
Yeah.
Yep. Struggling. You
and
know?
Please
hey,
do great. That.
Do that. You know?
Yeah.
We need. Please do that.
Yeah, because we have never turned anybody
no.
down.
No, we're not turning yeah. down.
You know, and
well,
even if it's just
there's like, one guy you gave a $5 check to, but still.
Well, that's me. Yeah, that was you.
Yeah.
Here, Neil.
That's sneeze. Here's $5.
It is.
Yeah, they're and it's
the way it's set up too. Like anybody, you know, you can do it anonymously. We have a you can get on
yeah.
Four Recovery
yeah.
Radio website. We've had a number of those that come through the website. Chuck will send say, hey, yep. got this today.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know, and then we said, well, how are we gonna figure this out?
Yeah. And you know, we hear that. You know, rumor here and rumor there. Somebody's sick or somebody. Yeah. You know, you do find out. Oh, you know, that'd be a good one, Jack. We need to help them out.
Yeah,
and people say, "Oh man, you guys always they look at me. You know how to just get their money to the right place." I say, "I got nothing."
Yeah.
I said, "Every time I think of somebody,
whoever,
and I send something to you guys. Oh, we sent them a check last week. I'm so far behind all
whoever
of this."
Idea was to run everything through the foundation.
Oh, that was huge.
It takes everything away from us. We don't have to mess
yes.
with nothing. Mess with
yes.
Yep. Jack gets a hold of the committee. I mean, I think there's like three or four people who...
Yeah, Janice used to do it. And
yep.
I think two or three other ladies.
And now it is Miley Briner. I can't think of her name now. She got yep. married. She's taking care of it. Beth was.
Yep.
But she,
yeah.
Miley's taking care of it now. And
it's awesome.
You know, it's...
Yep.
Yeah, and... We don't have to worry about the accounting part. We don't have to worry about the, you know, well,
none of us
they're stealing
enough.
Money. Well, no.
None of us are smart enough to do anything.
No.
I mean, seriously, I mean.
Yeah, we have no idea.
If you imagine if we had to take care of all that?
No.
We'd kill each other.
Oh, we'd be trouble. We'd be total trouble.
We can't, when you get a check in here, we can't get rid of it fast enough.
Yeah.
I don't want that. You want it? I don't want it.
We know we're going to lose it.
Yeah. Oh, but man, who was it in 1 year?
Buzz Hall.
Buzz Hall. Where's my, you
Buzz
guys didn't cash my check.
You didn't cash my check. It's been 9 months, Buzz. You didn't cash your check. You didn't cash my check.
We have no idea.
We have no idea.
Somebody walking around with a Buzz Hall check.
Somewhere. That's going to be one of them where I'm going to put an old shirt on or old sweatshirt on. Hey,
3 years later.
The most likely thing is it got chewed up by one of the post office machines, but
yeah.
still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a record.
It is.
All right. So tomorrow night, it's a student appreciation.
Yeah.
It is the St. Henry Redskins coming to Fort Recovery. The game is going to be on Fort Recovery Radio. Neil and the Big Fee's got that one Friday, tomorrow night, right?
Yep. Or might be... Anthony Reisner and Fee, but Anthony's going to help me set up the equipment. Sometimes he'll run the commercials and talk, and sometimes he won't.
Perfect. So,
and Friday night's an open night.
Yeah.
So nothing
yeah. Last
on
one
Friday
for
night.
A billion years.
Nothing
going on. Yeah, that's right. And then on Saturday, the girls take on the Jay County Patriots. That's a girls' JV. It's going to be two quarters at noon.
Yep.
And then the varsity game after, and then the boys come over here, and that's Little Indians Cheer Night. So it's going to be awesome. And it's also, it says Little Indians K through 6 basketball. Yeah,
kindergarten through 6 it was what I understand, but I don't know. Just what I...
There'll be
my God.
There's going to be a million people there.
Yeah.
I love it.
You better get a ticket. What do you mean you'd sell that sucker out?
Selling out.
Well, and then
they could do the bad knee camp theory. If you have at that time is five. If you have $5, you're in the building.
Yeah,
you might not be in the gym. You might not see a game, but we'll let you in the building.
Yeah, we got a closed circuit TV there in the hallway. Watch.
We'll get you in there.
But it will be a packed house Saturday night. Will be a special. Jay County's loaded.
I really think
the fort's good.
I think we can be fun.
I think we're gonna be a lot of fun
this year.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of good basketball up here and fun to watch.
Oh yeah,
freaking dunkers we got.
Oh, that's there's nothing fun.
Yeah, that's free. I love Brody Bargy.
Brody's a great freaking kid.
And of course we got to know him pretty well when he helped us with volleyball a couple of years ago
and
football
too.
Football, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, he's just an outstanding
great
person. Yeah.
Good dude.
Just a great kid.
All right.
I did have one for you, Bobby. Amy said, so the Hall of Fame is the 3rd of January.
Okay.
Oh. I think we got the 27th. It might be the Wednesday before that. We might go get Will and have him on the show, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Maybe interview him a little bit.
So do we have the votes?
I don't think you should announce
that. Well, I don't know if it's over. Everything's done. I just want to bring Will up and talk to him. I think it'd be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be a great one.
No, but that's awesome.
It is, yeah. So I think there's one. Yeah,
we only got about one.
So on the schedule, it's listed as State Recognition Night, January. That's I have it wrong. That's Friday. It does have Hall of Fame on Saturday the 3rd. So never mind. So,
yeah,
perfect. Hall of Fame 3rd. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that night.
We'll talk to
him. Well, we know who's getting it.
I think it is. That's pretty much out there.
Yeah. The best running back in Fort Recovery history.
Yeah.
And we've had some pretty decent ones.
Yeah,
don't tell Bretzi's kid.
Uh-huh. Don't Bretzi that.
Bretzi's kid was
pretty good.
Really good. Was. Greg was.
Yes, he was.
Really good.
Greg in Hall of Fame?
Yep. Went in with Mandy.
Well, that is right. Very good.
Same year.
Well, that's all I got. You got anything else fancy?
Nope.
It's 9:20.
Jesus, we actually had a good show.
Well, rocker.
And we sang a bunch.
We did a lot of singing, dude. That's always good.
He's a record.
Poor man.
Yesterday. And off we went for 25 minutes singing yesterday.
Yeah. One of my all-time favorite songs.
Oh, that's a great song.
It is. Yeah.
That is a great song.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And I'm sure you heard the story that
they
just told. He had that melody in his head, and the words were scrambled eggs.
Remember that? And he wrote it in like an ungodly short amount of time.
Yeah, once he figured out what it was, but he had this thing in his head with scrambled eggs for years. Mm-hmm. And just somewhere along the line it clicked.
I love watching him, probably got all the drugs.
Yeah.
I love hearing that behind the music stuff.
Yep.
I used to love that on VH1.
I loved that on VH1. And,
yeah.
Well, I get some of that on
Dan Rather.
XM Sirius.
Yeah, 60 Minutes.
And XM Sirius, they have a Beatles channel, and there's several people that talk about the this and this and this, and they have, one of them is just the different versions of these songs that they did.
Yeah.
And what they would do, they'd have a song, and they would sing it, and then they'd let it go for a while, and then he'd do something else and come back and sing it a different way, and then they'd try something else and this and that. One of them, I can't remember what it was, they actually got two different, completely different recordings of, I think it's Strawberry Fields.
Yeah.
And they started off with this and did the whole thing, and it didn't sound right. And then they did it a different way, and it didn't sound right. And so John Lennon said to, I can't think of the producer's name, that's George Martin, said, well, just put those together. He said, they're in a different key, they're in different speeds. And he said, you always do, and you can always do everything. He's kind of like Chuck.
Yeah, right.
You can do anything. So he did. He sped one up, slowed one down. There's a key change in there, and there. I don't think they're. I'm not even sure they're both in 4/4 time. They're just completely different songs, and he put them together, and it's just it's incredible. It's Strawberry Fields, which is one of the top five Beatles songs ever.
Yeah. Good
one. And you know, just stuff like that. You get to hear all this behind.
I don't know how you
stuff.
Can put the like you know. Let's say you write a song to get the music in it. To get the I'm like, how in the hell do they?
How do you think of that? Yeah, because you know you can write a great tune
you
can write great lyrics, but all this thing, that thing, all these other stuff in behind it, and what are you doing with this and this and those guys? And after 1968, they didn't do anything live. They wanted to produce things in the studio that could not be performed live, and they. It's just incredible what they did, and it's just, and when you hear the stories about it, it's just nuts.
It is good stuff, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
The owner operator and all around good stick, Mr. Neil Spencer and Bob Stalker. We will see you next Wednesday night, Christmas Gala night. Good luck to the Indians this week.
Yep.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and P was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.